You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to talk about some survival tips for Super Bowl Sunday. And with me is Dr. Julie Gatza, health educator and co-founder of the Florida Wellness Institute. Thanks so much for being with me.
Thanks for having me on your show.
When people are planning for big events or big games like Super Bowl Sunday, what are some of the common things that they maybe do wrong, maybe don't think about when it comes to food safety?
Well, as far as food safety, you know, unless you're a cook, I don't think that it's quite as common as it used to be to understand what to do in the kitchen for making sure that you don't cross-contaminate things. But the biggest one that I would say is working with poultry is probably your biggest concern. If you're cutting up chicken using a specific knife on a cutting board, when you then want to cut up vegetables or fruit, you don't want to use the same cutting board without thoroughly washing it with hot water and soap or switching out knives. Because the chicken carries salmonella, and it's not a very nice food poisoning to experience from one end to the other. So that's the biggest one. You know, there is a lot of people dealing with coolers and putting things in the coolers, and, you know, that's its own sort of animal itself that you have to be careful on how you layer the food into the cooler as well.
Yeah, how often do we actually see, I don't know if you have the actual numbers, but how often do we actually see problems with food poisoning?
You know, I don't know the numbers on that, but I can tell you, I think it happens more commonly than people are actually aware of, where they're not necessarily putting it towards that. You know, when you do have food poisoning, probably the first symptom that you're going to have is, you know, your stomach doesn't feel so great and, you know, a little upset to sick to your stomach. Maybe you feel nauseous. Maybe you are nauseous and throwing up. And, you know, if you've ever had, you know, a trip to Mexico and drank the water or did something out, you know, one of those bugs, you know, at the end of it, you really do feel like you want to die when you're throwing up and experiencing diarrhea at the same time.
Oh, is it fair to say that sometimes people just don't see the symptoms because they've been gorging at their Super Bowl party and they just don't recognize that they've actually are suffering from food poisoning?
Yeah, they probably just think it's, you know, they ate too much junk and, you know, overindulged in whatever it was that they had and, you know, not necessarily pinpointing it to something that actually was contaminated.
I know that you recommend digestive enzymes and probiotics to lessen the effects of food poisoning. Explain how they work.
So I've been giving high-quality digestive enzymes to my patients for years, not only to just break down the food that they eat per each meal, but if they have bacteria problems or viruses or they feel sick or they're inflamed, I also recommend that they take those on an empty stomach because it actually helps to break down bacteria, viruses, and inflammation. The digestive enzymes have different types of enzymes in them. One of them to break down protein, another one to break down carbohydrates, break down vegetables and fats and dairy products. So, you know, as far as multivitamins go, a lot of people take multivitamins, but I'm more prone to giving people, you know, the digestive enzyme. The one that I use is called Absorbaid, and the Absorbaid actually is better than any multi as far as I'm concerned because it will break down all your food so you can get nutrition across the board.
So what are your recommendations if somebody does actually suffer from food poisoning?
I mean, first of all, you know, you don't really want to put much in your stomach at that point, nor will much stay down, but you do need to sip water because you will get dehydrated. So, you know, little bits of water frequently will help to hydrate the system and, you know, keep headaches from, you know, getting really bad and just help to get that into the system to help, you know, kind of control this. As far as, you know, what can you eat, you start off with broth and, you know, maybe a smoothie and, you know, just something that's clear liquid to start just so that you're not making your system try to break down something quite complicated.
Any other suggestions to keep us all healthy over the Super Bowl weekend?
I mean, if you are, you know, going to indulge, the best thing that I can tell people is at least don't go starving. You should go kind of fed. You should go watered a bit. And that way you're not prone to eating every piece of junk that's on the table and all the desserts that are put out there. So, you know, don't go in a starving mode and then you won't, you know, get so crazy. Taking digestive enzymes like Absorbade helps out with just the regular meal. But if you are indulging on a holiday or something like the Super Bowl, you know, taking two or three of them while you're eating really helps to break down the food. And, you know, we all get a little crazy on occasion, so you might as well feel okay while you're getting crazy and not bloated and gassy and digestive problems and upset stomach and acid reflux and, you know, different things that people can experience digestively, which are not normal. They might be common, but they're not normal to have. And the Absorbade really helps to, you know, temper those types of problems.
Wow. And those symptoms can last for up to a week, right? I mean, after you've gorged yourself on all these unhealthy foods, it does just go away in a day.
That's true. And, you know, then people will often have a lot of those problems, you know, all the time. And, you know, when you look at the over-the-counter medications just for digestive problems, you know, the list is endless. The aisle is huge when you go to your local pharmacy. And, you know, those, like I said, are not normal, but they are common. So if you have gas, bloating, indigestion, acid reflux, constipation, any of these things can actually be helped by taking, you know, sort of a count of what are you eating? You know, is it certain things that are triggering this? And if you're eating cleanly, such as protein and vegetables, and still experiencing this, then probably you're not making enough digestive enzymes to break down your own food. So rather than taking something like a Tums or a Rolaids or any of those, you do want to put in, you know, the high quality digestive enzymes.
Yeah. Before I find out more about you and how listeners can get free samples, maybe just talk for a second about how we can keep our digestive system functioning normally. What kinds of things should we be eating that would really help us out?
I mean, the biggest thing that I think people should be doing is eating more protein. I think that we, you know, have a tendency to blow off breakfast or have a piece of toast and a cup of coffee and, you know, nothing very substantial, including what we're feeding children, such as cereals and things like that. But if you would eat protein in the morning, give yourself the actual fuel that the body needs first thing upon awakening, that's a good start. Next, same thing at lunch. You want to, you know, focus on eating the protein and then vegetables, and same thing with dinner. If you drink water throughout the day and you eat three meals, you'll be surprised at how less snacking you are at nighttime. And most people who, you know, have a tendency to snack at night are people who have blown off breakfast. So, you know, eating protein, drinking water, knocking out the things that are changing how you absorb, coffee, tea, soda pop, carbonation, it all changes how you get nutrition into the digestive system. So you want to keep that to a minimal and drink water as a general rule. And I find that most people aren't absorbing properly because of the fact that they have some of those bad habits.
What are some of those things we should be avoiding that will absolutely cause digestive problems in the long run?
I mean, it depends on each person, but fried foods is usually a pretty good thing to avoid. I mean, you know, heavy starches and, you know, tons of sugar and, you know, carbonation, all these things will actually affect what's going on digestively and keep you from, you know, being able to get the nutrition from it. When you can't break something down, what happens is now you have toxins in the system and you're asking your body to now actually try to remove toxins that you shouldn't have put in the first place. So that puts a toll on the liver. It irritates the digestive system. People can have an inflamed intestine, and they're saying, oh, well, I'm just bloated sometimes. Well, a lot of times the whole inside is so inflamed that this is where a lot of health problems are stemming from.
Dr. Julie, tell people how they can find out more about the Wellness Institute and you and how they can get some free samples.
So they can go to the website and find out more about the Absorbade. Take a look at it. It comes in different forms. You can give it to kids. You can give it to elderly. You can give it to your pets. It just simply helps you get more nutrition for each meal. And that website is naturessources.com. They can call the 1-800 number, and if they use the code radio, they can ask for some free samples. And that is 1-800-827-7656. And I am the owner of the Florida Wellness Institute here in Clearwater, Florida. And I've been doing chiropractic and specifically a lot of nutrition and, you know, dealing with people's digestion. So if anyone's having a problem, you can give me a call.
Doctor, we appreciate your help. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. Pleasure.
My guest today has been Dr. Julie Gatza, health educator and co-founder of the Florida Wellness Institute. Thank you for joining us today for Let's Get Moving. You can also find some great health and fitness tips on our socials. You can find us on Instagram at Moving Maria, and on Facebook, you can find us at Let's Get Moving with Maria. Have a great day.